Well, the Strait of Hormuz may not have much traffic right now, but the Strait of Stupid is a super highway of activity at this moment. Yeah. What is the Strait of Stupid? Well, that's my description for all the people who are being incredibly stupid in not understanding how the Strait of Hormuz is closed. So, welcome to this special analysis. I'm Mike Adams. And when we say the Strait of Hormuz is closed, what we mean is ships aren't moving through it. Why aren't they moving through it? Why? Well, two reasons. The risk of moving through the strait is too high. There's a risk of being hit, attacked, set on fire, destroyed, because that's happened to some tankers already. But also, there's no insurance. You see, shipping companies, they almost always sail with insurance. And these insurers, of course, determine the daily rate of insurance based on the cargo and based on where you're sailing and the number of miles or kilometers that you're sailing. So insurance is a big part of the cost of international shipping. And if you're anywhere near the Middle East right now, your insurance rates have gone through the roof. They have gone up in some cases 500%. And if you own a ship, let's say an oil tanker, that is currently stuck in the Persian Gulf, and you want to sail that oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz, when Iran has said, we're going to attack you, then guess what? You can't get insurance. You can't buy insurance. In the same way that you can't buy insurance from like a home insurance company, if there's an arsonist standing right beside your home with, a gallon of gasoline and a book of matches, like, let me know when you have the insurance, I'm going to set it on fire. No, the insurance company is not going to write that policy if they're aware of the circumstances. In the same way, the insurance companies that insure shippers aren't going to write the policy for a ship that wants to try to, run the gauntlet through the Strait of Hormuz. Nobody's going to insure that ship because the risk of loss is very high, like close to 100%, right? So nobody's going to write insurance. Thus, if you think about it, the only thing that is necessary for the Strait of Hormuz to be closed is for Iran to announce the intention of attacking vessels that try to sail through the strait without permission. And yet, for some reason, otherwise intelligent people can't understand this. That's why I call this the Strait of Stupid, because they jumped straight to stupid. They are saying things like, well, Iran's navy has been destroyed. Thus, there's no way to stop the ships. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I mean, who's dumb enough to say that? Well, apparently lots of people. Iran doesn't need a navy at all. Iran has drones. You've noticed that probably if you've been paying attention. Drones can hit ships. Drones can be launched from anywhere in the mountainous regions of southern Iran. Iran has short-range and medium-range missiles that can hit ships from hundreds of kilometers inland also. So it's not just the coastline. So look, like I said, the only thing necessary to close the Strait of Hormuz is for Iran to say, we will attack you if you try to sail through the strait, unless you have permission. And they have granted permission to certain countries. For example, China or Pakistan or Russia, etc. North Korea, I believe. So, friendly countries that are friendly to Iran, they get to sail through there, no problem. So when some people say, well, ships are moving through the strait, yeah, with permission they are. That doesn't mean the Strait of Hormuz is open. I don't know why this is a complex concept for people to understand. For some reason, the pro-MAGA people right now, their IQ points have just plummeted. I don't know what are you thinking? The strait is not open until Iran says it's open. Until then, it's closed. No matter how much navy you have destroyed. And the issue of mining, that's come up recently. And it's funny because I know that everybody thinks of these floating spiked spheres like the mines of World War II. And everybody talks about mines that way. Oh, if they mine the strait, it could attack any ship. Folks, you don't think mines have advanced since World War II? They're much more advanced now. Mines can be turned on or off remotely. Bluetooth, not exactly Bluetooth, but other means of communication. You can turn mines on or off depending on the ship that's sailing through. So you can literally lay a bunch of mines, and by the way, they don't have to float on the surface anymore. Mines can be chained to the floor of the strait, okay? Just anchored down there. And then with a command, because remember, the strait is not that deep, with a command, you simply unleash the mines, and they can be given a command to either go active or to go inert. See, they're dynamic mines. They can be unleashed when the U.S. Navy sails into the strait, if the Navy is dumb enough to do that. And these mines are probably right now sitting at the bottom of the strait. So people say, well, the U.S. has mine-clearing ships. Yeah, okay, good luck. Good luck with that. Mine-clearing ships don't clear mines that are on the bottom of the sea floor, okay? And also, mine-clearing ships don't stop drones. So mine-clearing ships are just, you know, targets, just juicy targets to be sunk by Iran. And if you want to sail a ship, you know, a mine-clearing ship into the Strait of Hormuz, I'm sure Iran would be happy to send it to the bottom of the sea, because it's just stupid to think that you can clear the mines like as if this is, you know, 1943 or something. It's not. Things have changed. All right, so that's one thing. And then the other part of the Strait of Stupid is that I keep hearing people say, well, we should just offload all the oil onto trucks and then just have the trucks drive across this, just south of the Strait of Hormuz. I don't know what, if you call it a peninsula or what do you call it, but have trucks drive across there. Like all the ships can line up and unload their oil. Trucks can drive it across however many kilometers it is. And then they can re-transfer the oil to ships on the other side. And people are saying, why can't we just do that? We can bypass the Strait of Hormuz. I don't know why people aren't thinking. I just really don't understand it. I mean, I don't know if it's just that people don't operate in reality. Maybe it's because I live on a ranch and I have to fix my own tractor. I have to solve problems. Actually, today I had a hydraulic hose get disconnected, and I don't have enough force to try to plug the hose back in, so I have to bleed pressure out of the hydraulic line in order to reconnect this coupler, you know. But I'm solving physical problems every day. So when you say to me, oh, let's just unload all this oil from all these ships and just put it on trucks and drive trucks across the desert and then load it back up on the other side, I'm like, blah, what? First of all, you know what that would do to the cost of oil? That is so inefficient. You know, there's a reason that oil is transported by tankers, not trucks, when it comes to, you know, long distance transport. Tankers are highly efficient because you put all the oil on one vessel and then you have economies of scale of transportation. But secondly, you don't even have the facilities to offload the oil. You would need to first dredge out all the, you know, all the dirt and mud and everything, because it's very shallow right there. You have to dredge it out. You have to build a port where the ships can come in and dock. And then you have to build all the pumping equipment, which is very high pressure, complex pumping equipment, to pump it all into trucks that I guess have to line up one at a time. So it would be ridiculously slow, unless you built like 10 pumping stations, which would take 10 years. And meanwhile, if you're trying to build a bunch of pumping stations, guess what? Iran's going to bomb them with drones. So the Strait of Hormuz is still closed. People, for God's sake, nobody's thinking through this. And then, by the way, if the trucks actually were to be loaded up with all this oil and driven to the other side, you'd have to have another port facility on the other side to suck all the oil out of the trucks and pump it back into ships over there, right? But guess what? You still have a problem, because now you have an empty ship on the west side that can't move through the strait because it's going to get bombed if it does. So that empty ship is still stranded there in the Persian Gulf. So what are you going to do about that ship? Now you got to find another ship to show up on the eastern side. And the eastern side of that port is still within bombing range of Iranian drones. So I don't know why people aren't thinking. Closing the Strait of Hormuz doesn't just mean the water. It means nobody moves oil through this region without Iran's permission. Whether land or sea or pipelines. I mean, I've heard people say, build a pipeline across the land. Okay, great. Yeah, and then Iran will bomb it. I mean, why aren't people thinking of this? It's kind of self-evident, I thought. You know, just because you can draw a red line on a map doesn't make it reality. That's what a lot of people are forgetting. Like, here's a way, you know. Oh, great, let's just draw lines on the globe and call it a pipeline or call it a canal. You know how long it took to build the Panama Canal? You know how many people died building the Panama Canal? And did you know the Panama Canal is not just a canal? Did you know it's a series of locks on both ends of the whole thing with a giant lake or a series of lakes in the middle that's at a higher elevation? Do you have any idea the complexity of building canals and actually how many decades it takes to do that? And you can't build canals when you're under enemy fire, obviously, the entire time. So that's why I call it the Strait of Stupid. People aren't even thinking. I mean, it's like kindergarten thinking. It's like, why don't we just take helicopters and just pick up the oil tankers with the helicopters? And then we fly the helicopters. And then we drop off the oil tankers with the helicopter. Right? I mean, that's the same level of thinking. It's like, okay. Where do we begin, right? Just because people say things doesn't mean that they're physically possible in the real world. And what we're dealing with here right now is physical molecules called hydrocarbons. And hydrocarbons have to get from A to B. And there is an elaborate global network of how hydrocarbons do that. Even just talking about liquid natural gas, for example. It's a complex system. Like, you have to liquefy them, for one thing. Because that's not the way that, you know, natural gas comes out of the ground. It comes out as a gas. The hint is in the name. And then you have to liquefy it. Under pressure, obviously. And that takes a lot of energy. And then, when you do that, then you have to load it onto LNG ships, which are the ships with the giant domes that are the scariest ships because they're like giant floating bombs. You know, if anything goes wrong, everybody dies within a radius, like a large radius, you know, like within a couple of kilometers or something. It's bad. And then you have to load that liquid natural gas without anybody accidentally creating a spark from all the metal parts, you know, and all the connections and all the valves. It's like, no sparks. One spark, we all die, you know, that. Now imagine trying to do that in a hurry under enemy fire. Right. You tell me, are you just gonna like load it on the trucks while drones are just exploding around you? And yeah. Okay, suicide mission is what that is. Suicide mission. So no, the Strait of Hormuz is not open. Anybody who says it's open is retarded, frankly. I don't know. What is it? They don't understand reality. It's not open until, number one, Iran says it's open. And then number two, the insurers tell the ship captains, you now have insurance, you can sail. Only then is the Strait of Hormuz open. And that's not happening anytime soon. Unless, you know, the world meets Iran's demands. They've laid out their terms. You know, reparations, you know, Netanyahu has to be turned over to the ICC for prosecution as a war criminal. Iran's right to have nuclear weapons has to be recognized, etc. There are terms. There are other terms as well. Oh, lifting of all the economic sanctions against Iran. Yeah. So literally, the only way for Western civilization to survive this is for, basically, I guess, for Trump, America, Netanyahu, to meet Iran's demands. And those demands are unimaginable for Trump, who's already said we've won the war, which is absurd and also stupid. And it's unimaginable for Netanyahu, doesn't want Iran to exist. Israel has said it's going to keep fighting until Iran is destroyed. Well, then the Strait of Hormuz shall forever remain closed. And the lifeblood of hydrocarbons that feeds Western civilization and Western industry, manufacturing, and the petrodollar, all of that will collapse. So it's a global game of chicken, isn't it? Right? America and Israel are playing chicken with Iran. The problem is Iran holds all the cards. Iran has already said, we're not negotiating. We've already laid out our terms. This ends when you meet our terms. And as long as Iran sticks to that position, Iran wins. Because no matter what the United States of America does, it doesn't own the real estate on the north side of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran owns that real estate, which means Iran controls it. And unless you're going to land millions of U.S. troops, which would itself be incredibly risky and suicidal, because, you know, all those ships would be attacked and probably sunk before they could land the troops, etc. Or if it's a land invasion, then they're all going to be vulnerable. But unless you invade Iran with millions of troops and completely eradicate all the people in all the mountains and all the cities and everything, unless you commit absolute genocide and exterminate all the people of Iran, which I'm sure Netanyahu would love, because that's the way he thinks. But unless you do that, you can't win. You can't stop Iran. Even if you use nukes, you still can't stop it. So it's only a question of Iran's political will. If they have the will to take whatever damage the U.S. can dish out, then Iran will win. And eventually the world will have to meet Iran's demands, maybe after the financial system collapses, which is probably coming anyway, but this could be the trigger. Maybe after Western banking implodes, which probably would ultimately in the long run, that would be a good thing because the banking system is a total scam anyway. You know, we may see the fall of Western civilization before the Strait of Hormuz is open. But I guess that's up to Iran and the new Khamenei there, who has a pretty smart attitude, actually, about this. He realizes that he holds the cards. His father was a lot more forgiving, let's say. But they killed his father, and they killed his wife, and they killed his other relatives. So he's not negotiating. Can you blame him? Really? Can you blame him? No. All right, so look, hunker down and get prepared for the collapse of everything in Western civilization. That's the bottom line. Because without that strait being open, we can't function. Our civilization cannot function. I mean, not for long. So, no, the Strait of Hormuz is not open. The Strait of Stupid is fully functioning. And that's actually, that strait runs right through Washington, D.C. and the White House and Congress. The Strait of Stupid has a lot of traffic right now. But unfortunately, it's not going to save us. So get prepared. If you want to get prepared with food supplies, since, you know, fertilizer is vanishing and urea supplies are vanishing, natural gas is going offline, etc., crop yields are going to plummet in the next growing season. You know, you can buy backup food and even heirloom seeds from us, healthrangerstore.com. And we put up a special selection for you at healthrangerstore.com/survival. So check it out there. Thank you for your support. And you can catch all my videos at brightvideos.com. Oh, along with the new videos of our resident master, Fu Koff. He's the author of the popular book, Awaken Your Inner Middle Finger. the Gentle Art of Saying No, or whatever is the subtitle there. But yeah, check it all out at brightvideos.com. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.